Hello, and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study, our starting point, Acts chapter 8. And let's look at verse 25. And they, when they, Peter and John, had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. What we see here is what we really covered in our last lesson. The gospel not just arriving now in the city of Samaria, but to the entire region. When Peter and John were going home to Jerusalem, they preached in Jerusalem. No, the days of them calling thunder and lightning on the head of the Samaritans was over. Now it's preaching the gospel. But not just preaching the gospel, but what? Making sure they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. As we start verse 26, we see the Spirit beginning to do something different with Philip. Now, here is the flow in phase 3 of the church. In phase 3, we saw the believers go to their Judea, number 2, to their Samaria. Number 3, we're going to see beginning in verse 26, the beginning of ministry to individuals. And then when we get to chapter 9, a fourth phase, ministering to the enemy. Now, here we have Philip. Everything is going great in Samaria. He has the Samaria outpouring. Let's use today's language here. The Samaria outpouring. If they had Charisma magazine, he would have been on the cover of it. I mean, it was a great thing. And then what happens? Verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down to from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. So what do we see here? Philip, in this big major city, having this big outpouring. And what happens? The angel of the Lord told Philip, leave. Go to the middle of nowhere. That's what it said. Go down from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is desert. So we see the Lord through the angel telling Philip, leave the successful ministry and go to the middle of nowhere. It would have been easy for Philip to say, no, I want to stay here. I got a big mega church. We got a big budget. We got the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything is going well here. We got a building project we got to start. No, the Lord said go. And what did Philip do? He did the following in verse 27. And he arose and went. He obeyed the voice of the Spirit. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was waiting and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Before we go any further, let's establish the scene. We are in the middle of the desert. We are halfway in between I don't know and who knows where. We are literally in the middle of nowhere. Philip has been called to lead the Samaria outpouring to minister to a single solitary person in the middle of the deserted desert. Usually, we would start saying, that's a step down. But the Lord views every individual person as important. I know we could say, well, the Holy Spirit knew that all of us would be reading this in the future. And he did, obviously. But we miss the point. The one in the sight of God is just as important as the many. We tend to look in a society like ours that a big mega church in a big city is a success, but little churches in little cities, compared to the size of the mega church, are unimportant. In a town of 4,000 to 5,000, or in a town of 300 to 400, those souls are extremely important in the sight of God. And we have to look at this through the point of view of God the Father. The churches in what we would call the smaller communities are just as important. Why? We see the type of it right here. Philip being sent to the middle of nowhere to minister to one man. Let's go beyond this a little bit. We need to remember in this society of mass evangelism that individual evangelism is still an important part of the plan of God. Even when we look at Saul of Tarsus in the next chapter, it is still individual evangelism, one-on-one. It is still an effective form of winning souls to Jesus. At times, we forget in the push for the 5,000 and 3,000, the importance of the one. Through my growing up years, I always heard in church this example, that when the last soul is won, the trump will sound and we'll all be caught up to be with Jesus. In a way, they're really talking about individual evangelism. What do you mean by that? That one last soul, that one individual soul, when that soul is won, we're out. Every single part of the puzzle, every single person is important. Now here, we see the Ethiopian eunuch. He is returning from Jerusalem out in the middle of nowhere, reading the book of Isaiah. Now, as we will see, this eunuch, he is really stumped on what he is reading. He is confused by it. So he has pulled to the side of the road with his chariot and is reading this, trying to figure out what the word means. Now, the Holy Spirit could have said, you know what, go to Jerusalem, even better, go to Samaria, and go deal with Philip, and he'll give you all the answers you need. But what the Holy Spirit did, he made sure Philip was where the Ethiopian eunuch was, so he could explain the meaning of the Word of God. We as believers, we could be asked by the Spirit to explain the Word of God at the drop of a hat. Yes, even in the middle of nowhere. The Lord cared enough about the eunuch to have Philip in place for this to take place. The Lord puts us where we are, even at individual times when we don't realize it. He puts us in certain places so we can explain the gospel to people. We need to be open, ready and prepared for this to take place. And we'll pick up with this in our next lesson.